It was no use. No answer was heard. Mrs. Little went up to her bedroom, lay down, and sobbed. Mr. Little went to the telephone and called up the Bureau of Missing Persons. But when the man asked for a description of Stuart and was told that he was only 2 inches high, he hung up in disgust. George, meantime, went down cellar and hunted around to see if he could find the other entrance to the mouse hole. He moved a great many trunks, suitcases, flower pots, baskets, boxes, and broken chairs from one end of the cellar to the other in order to get at the section of wall which he thought was likeliest, but he found no hole. He did, however, come across an old discarded rowing machine of Mr. Little's, and becoming interested in this, carried it upstairs with some difficulty, and spent the rest of the morning rowing. When lunchtime came, everybody had forgotten about breakfast. All three sat down to a lamb stew which Mrs. Little had prepared. But it was a sad meal, each one trying not to stare at the small empty chair which Stuart always occupied right next to Mrs. Little's glass of water. No one could eat, so great was the sorrow. George ate a bit of dessert, but nothing else.